This is Ted Kennedy. A bipartisan national student parent mock election is being organized to encourage young Americans to participate more actively in democracy. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, the most shocking fact of the 1984 election is not that President Reagan won, but that 83% of voters under the age of 30 never bothered to go to the polls and cast their ballots. That's an ominous statistic for the future of the country. If citizens don't vote, democracy won't work. To encourage participation in 1988, an idea is now being launched in all 50 states called the National Student Parent Mock Election. The goal is to encourage students and their parents to work with school officials and local leaders in public and the private sector. They'll learn about the issues and the process by holding mock presidential elections of their own. It's the best idea I've heard to water the grassroots of democracy, Bob. Are you willing to endorse it?
Ted, if you want to talk about mock elections, Nicaragua is the place to start. But for some reason, you never make any speeches about the Marxist oppression down there. I always support expanding participation in the election process in the United States and abroad. The ballot box, that's the bedrock of democracy. That was why I fought to save the landmark Voting Rights Act and why I support freedom fighters around the globe. Ted, the right to vote is a blessing many countries don't enjoy. And that's because they're under the boot heel of communism or Marxism or some dictator. I'm talking about Afghanistan and Cambodia and Nicaragua, which makes your strange stand against the Central American freedom fighters so puzzling. Ted, it's fine to make speeches about the right to vote. It's another thing to back it up with the right votes on the Senate floor. This is Senator Bob Dole. What is Fidel Castro's unfavorite radio station? Find out about Radio Marti by tuning into Face Off Tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.